Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's guest, Judy Ann Elder, lead actor in the story. Karen Desai, director of the story. And straight from the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, our friend Sir Francis Drake.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Judy Ann Elder, actor in the upcoming production of The Story, ICT's production here in town. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Judy Ann has a distinguished body of work in both the East Coast and West Coast, one of the founding members of the Negro
Ensemble company,
and has done TV, movies, and now for the first time is joining ICT. We're so glad to have you in town.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Tell us a little about the book, The Story, the play, The Story, which has an ethical core and is so exciting to me that we're bringing it to town.
Well, it's Tracy Scott Wilson's award-winning play, which was done at the Public in New York, and this is the West Coast premiere. It deals with ethics and journalism and some of the conflicts that ambition and greed and corruption can bring about.
And this was modeled after a real-life incident with a reporter, Janet Cook, for the
loosely based on the Janet Cook story. Janet Cook, who was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for the writing of a story about an 8-year-old heroin addict in Washington, D.C., and it turned out that he, in fact, did not exist.
And Janet Cook was a young black reporter on the rise.
Right.
And was nominated for Pulitzer, and then it turned out that this person who
she fictionalized the story, but she also fictionalized her resume.
And since that time, other reporters have taken the fall for fictional interviews.
Well, other reporters have fictionalized interviews, so, you know, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this effort to succeed, whatever that means, at all costs.
And this play captures that issue, but it also brings in the interplay of an older black reporter and the young one on the rise.
Right. The character that I play is a woman named Pat, who is an editor of a section of this newspaper called Outlook that deals with community issues in the African-American community with a focus on emphasizing what is positive as opposed to the negative images that we're constantly inundated with. And it took her, Pat, many years to integrate the paper. And the younger reporter is named Yvonne. She is the character who is loosely based on the Janet Cook.
So you're the established columnist, and you've put a lot of effort into getting the paper to first hire you in the first place.
Right,
as the first black at the paper.
Right.
And then to give you some space to write positive stories about the black experience.
Exactly, because it's my feeling as the character that otherwise you're perpetuating the pathology. And in fact, Pat says that. And I love the words, I love Tracy's writing, first of all. And I think the play is so important because she has the character that I'm playing, I'll just say my character now. Pat says at one point, the things you say and the way you say them are important. Because, and they matter because words matter.
And you know, we learned as kids, sticks and stones can break my bones, words. But that was wrong. Words do matter, and they matter mightily.
They can destroy lives.
Yes.
They destroy relationships, or they can ennoble. So you have to make the choice.
Yeah. And so you're faced with this younger reporter who's on the make, on the move, as it were, and is willing to perpetuate the stereotype to advance her career.
Correct.
And you don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
And ergo, the tension, the dynamic tension
exactly.
of the play.
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. Tell us what it's like being on the stage in front of thousands of people performing. You love the feedback.
I love the stage. I mean, I like film and television as well, but I really, really love the stage because you get to sustain a character and you can literally feel your audience. And when you have wonderful material, it's why you do it.
And audiences vary from night to night.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your matinee crowds are different, especially when you're doing, unlike other shows I've done, which are, you know, 8 performances a week. You know your matinee audience in New York, say, that Wednesday matinee.
Are they eating popcorn and not so into
it? No, they're the ladies. They came in on the bus.
No, but they could enjoy the show,
do
too.
Do you realize I had that experience early on at the NEC? This is a true story, with audiences who were new to the theater. That's part of what the Negro Ensemble Company did, bringing black people to the theater who'd never been. People actually showed up with fried chicken.
Yeah.
This is not a joke, and would come late, thinking it was like a movie, and wait for it to start over again.
So you had to learn not to take offense at their lack of experience.
No, that's all that is. You know, we're all ignorant about things.
About something.
Things.
We're
about
all ignorant
something,
about something.
About something. And that's why people have to be exposed.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere, and we're always ignorant about something.
That's right. Don't send me to China. I'd know nothing.
Okay. Well, and of course, just for the record, the Negro Ensemble Company, a Tony Award-winning group, and you're a founding member of that.
Right.
And that is a legendary group in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing you. And in the next segment, we'll be joined by Karen Desai, the general manager of ICT and also the director of this show. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Power lines are highways for electricity we must maintain to keep a steady flow. And as California's power needs grow, more lines are needed to keep electricity flowing reliably. That's why Edison has committed $9 billion to upgrade the system of wires that serve Southern Californians. It's an investment in reliability that benefits everyone in our state, and an important step we're taking to help build the future for Edison customers. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best-tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Welcome back. Joined now by Karen Desai, who is the director of the story, also the general manager of ICT. Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you.
This is an exciting performance that you're going to be having with the story.
I'm very excited about the play. I mean, one, I was very excited that it was included in the season. Because it's relevant, and that's our job in the theater, is to provide thought-provoking dialogue outside.
And having someone of the caliber of Judy Ann in the show.
I'm thrilled to be working with Judy. I have a fabulous cast.
Yeah. Now, you're directing this. You don't direct many. You direct some. How do you decide which shows you are going to direct?
I don't get to decide. That's not my role.
Oh.
The artistic director chooses the
your
director
husband,
for the pieces. Shashin Desai.
Shashin Desai, your
choices.
Husband decides, but you might have some input. I'd like to direct this one, Shashin.
Absolutely, but that doesn't mean I get
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, how does he decide which ones he allows you?
Unfortunately, he allowed me this
okay.
one.
It was very exciting. So let me hold up. This is a very powerful graphic on the story, the award-winning show dealing with journalistic ambition, which is no different from ambition in corporate America or in politics or, dare I say, in academia.
That's true. That's true. But when you're a journalist, you have a far greater audience and a far greater responsibility to the truth.
And you resent the fact that those journalistic principles are being sacrificed by this Yvonne character.
Absolutely. And also, I think she has a responsibility as an African-American woman.
That's part of their struggle.
She's putting her own ambition ahead of her journalistic principles and her obligation to African-Americans. So she's
correct.
Violating two.
Correct.
And you are doubly upset.
Incensed.
So do you take her out?
You have to come.
You have to see the show to find that out.
Absolutely. Well, that's what's interesting about the story. Not only are we dealing with that whole issue of ethics versus ambition in journalism, especially newspaper reporting, but there are these other issues as well as the struggle of someone who made their way into the paper and broke, opened doors.
Right.
But the whole issue of racial profiling is touched on in the play.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to say to our audience about the Black American experience, not in the play, but generally, that perhaps white Americans may not fully realize?
That it's multi-layered. It's not simple. It's very complex. And the Black experience cannot be pigeonholed into one character. We are like every other human being. We are many, many things. There's so much diversification involved. So one way to become familiar with the complexity is to make friends with a Black person.
I thought you were going to say, see this show.
No. See the show. But it's complex. It really, really is.
I have long felt, and as I mentioned before we went on air, I worked as a lawyer for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice in an earlier incarnation. And some of my classmates were very much involved in the civil rights
yes.
movement in the 60s. But you would grant that that the black Americans as a group have come a long way, even though there is still much work to do.
There is a lot of work to do. And racism is still alive and well. It's alive and well. But we've made a lot of progress, but there's so much more to do. And there are things that are happening in our society now that are shortcutting and short-circuiting that progress, especially in terms of education.
Karen, one of the things I've always been impressed about the work of the ICT is that you really reach out to the diversity of our city and our country. And choosing plays like this, so consistent with that goal.
Well, first of all, as we all know, Long Beach is the most diverse city in the United States. So as the resident professional theater company, we have an obligation to show on stage the issues and concerns of many different types of people. Mm-hmm. And if it's a good story, it doesn't matter. It transcends.
Yeah. And I must have seen at least a half a dozen plays at ICT, wonderful plays at ICT, dealing with the black experience, from Raisin in the Sun comes to mind, and several others.
Dinah Was, Master Harold and the Boys.
Yeah.
Great play.
Yeah. Do you like New York better than L.A.? Do you like the stage better than movies and TV?
I like them. I like both New York and L.A. for varying reasons. But I really prefer New York. I love the stage. I love a good film and a good television show.
But there ain't that many of them.
Maybe that's an oxymoron, good television show. But, no, there's something to be derived from all of the art forms, so...
The importance of the arts just in our lives, Karen. Speak to that for the role arts play in just the human experience.
Well, that's exactly what it does, because it gives us a chance to see everyone, and it encourages understanding. And you find the humanity in people, no matter where they come from or what race they are or what religion. It doesn't matter. People are united by that range of emotions that everyone experiences. For the most part, parents love their children and want them to be educated, and they mm-hmm. want them to do well, and it doesn't matter where you come from.
Judy Ann jokingly said, well, get to know a black person, but if that's not possible in your
Why
situation...
Why isn't that?
Well, you can get to know, quote, a black person through a black character in your play.
This is very, very true. And a lot of people will relate incidences where they have really been moved, especially by a stage production that has changed their whole attitude and their lives.
Well, ladies, time goes fast. We've come to the end of the segments, but if you want to see Judy Ann on stage and see this wonderful show playing April 28th through May 21st at the ICT, give it a shot. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.